Today on the AMD GPU Daily, we have an exciting lineup of topics that delve deep into the latest developments in the AMD ecosystem and the broader Linux landscape. We'll be discussing the anticipated features coming in Linux kernel 7.1, the last-minute fixes for AMD Zen 3 hardware errors in Linux 7.0, and what these changes mean for developers and engineers working with AMD GPUs and AI workloads. So let's jump right in. Quick headline overview. 1. Linux 7.1 merge window. Exciting new features expected, especially for AMD and Intel hardware. 2. Fix for AMD Zen 3 hardware errors. Last-minute patch in Linux 7.0 to filter bogus hardware errors. 3. AMD GPU driver enhancements. Significant updates for older AMD APUs and optimizations for next-gen graphics support. Deep dive into the news. Linux 7.1 merge window. First up, let's discuss the upcoming Linux 7.1 merge window, which is set to kick off shortly after the release of Linux 7.0. As developers, we know how crucial these kernel updates can be for optimizing performance and compatibility with our hardware. One of the most exciting changes is the default switch of older AMD APUs, specifically the Kaveri, Kabini, and Mullins series, to the AMD GPU driver. This is a significant shift as it allows these older architectures to leverage modern features like RAV-V Vulkan support out of the box. This should provide a noticeable performance boost and improve overall user experience. Moreover, there's a multi-SDMA engine optimization coming for the AMD GPU driver. For those unfamiliar, SDMA stands for Synchronous Direct Memory Access, which is crucial for offloading some of the memory management tasks from the CPU to the GPU. This optimization will likely enhance throughput and reduce latency for memory-intensive applications, particularly in AI workloads. The kernel will also introduce per-process memory usage queries for the AMD XDNA driver used by Ryzen AI NPUs. This is a game-changer for developers focused on machine learning, as it will allow for better resource management and optimization of AI models running on Ryzen hardware. Additionally, we can expect power estimate reporting for Ryzen AI NPUs, which will help developers gauge the energy efficiency of their applications, a key consideration in today's environmentally conscious tech landscape. On the CPU side, the Linux 7.1 KVM will expose AVX512 BMM for guest VMs, leveraging the new instruction set architecture features of the upcoming AMD Zen 6 processors. This is particularly exciting for virtualization and high-performance computing applications, as it opens the door to more efficient processing of workloads that utilize these advanced vector extensions. Fix for AMD Zen 3 hardware errors. Shifting gears, let's talk about the last-minute fix that has been introduced in Linux 7.0. Users of AMD Ryzen 5000 series Zen 3 hardware have been experiencing some bogus hardware errors, particularly concerning L3 cache deferred errors. These errors were showing up as garbage values due to a recent rework in the error handling code of the Linux kernel. The patch that was sent out aims to filter these erroneous messages, effectively reducing confusion and unnecessary bug reports from users. It's a straightforward fix involving a CPU ID model/stepping check, which ensures that only valid hardware errors are reported. This is a critical update for maintaining system stability and reliability, especially for developers who rely on consistent performance from their hardware. Closing thoughts. As we look forward to the changes in Linux 7.1 and the improvements from the recent patch in 7.0, it's clear that AMD continues to focus on enhancing both performance and usability for developers and engineers alike. The shift to the AMD GPU driver for older APUs and the optimizations for Ryzen AI NPUs signal a commitment to supporting a wide range of hardware and workloads. In the coming weeks, we'll be closely monitoring the merge window for Linux 7.1, providing updates on new features and performance benchmarks as they roll out. It's an exciting time for GPU developers and ML engineers, and we can't wait to see how these changes will impact our work. Thanks for tuning in to the AMD GPU Daily. We'll catch you next time with more insights and updates from the world of AMD and beyond.